Life's a game, the world's a stage, and we are merely role players where theatrical people play role playing games. I'm Matt, I've been your tempestuous boy wizard in this game of For the Queen, and I'm joined by the rest of our retinue.
Hi, I'm Marta, and I was the mute handmaiden with too many secrets who clearly plays too many video games and doesn't know how to keep things in a small scale.
Perfect summation. I'm Ellie, and I still love the Queen.
I'm Alex, and I do love the Queen, but I am Machiavellian as fuck.
Don't go!
And we'll do whatever I think is necessary for the betterment of maybe the kingdom. So maybe I'm a bigger picture guy. Okay. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I tell myself.
But also your loins.
My loins? What about my loins? What was that?
You followed your heart a little bit.
And my loins, yeah. I said, okay.
Your loin heart.
Loin heart.
The Duke. Yeah. What's it again?
Is that what it is? Okay.
Greetings, plebs. Tis I, Her Royal Highness, Princess Josh. Sister to the Queen. Yeah, I had a good time.
We've got a few bits of... There's no actual admin at the end of this game. We've got a bit of follow-up we want to do where we've got some questions that we passed on that we want to know what they were now that we've finished the game. But before we get on to that sort of stuff, just any initial reactions and feelings?
A lot more toilet humour than I was expecting.
Yeah,
a lot more toilet humour.
Whose fault is that?
Alex. Look, it wasn't my fault per se.
I think I actually opened the door to that one.
Exactly.
So, did you?
Opened the lid on it.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of it is going to have made the cut.
No, I think that's fair.
It would be wise, Matt, for you to cut all of it out.
I put a
blooper reel or a pooper reel?
Blooper reel. Yeah, it's a blooper reel.
And now we have to keep it in.
Release the poop cut.
It's 3.5 hours long. Welcome.
Yeah, we think we've been recording for like 3 hours of content. It's going to be 1.5 when it goes out. I would like to... I know you introduced by saying that you gave some very like... in-depth exposition or ending
excessive
I was gonna say I think actually that I really enjoyed that because it was I think I really like that this game obviously you're filling in all the gaps. It's literally just asking you very simple questions and you let your imagination run wild, but having kind of some overarching connecting story was really helpful, so thank you Marta for that. Mm-hmm. In particular, but just in general everyone did so well at filling in the story and complementing each other's. There were so many times where people were picking up on threads from other people's stories as well and making suggestions, and I thought it flowed really nicely.
I think it's from everybody here coming from an acting or an improv or a comedy background, you learn to listen what other people are saying, you yes and, you jump on the back of what other people have said. And I just think this is such a lovely game for creating character and for creating character connections as well. The mechanic of being able to draw a card and then give it to somebody else, having a selfless moment of, oh, this card would be good for me, right? But it'd be so much better to hand it over to Ellie. That is a very generous mechanic in a game like this.
I think also the freedom to be able to talk about a whole timeline of a person's existence. So we're not just describing what's happening now, and we don't just have a section of the game that's about the past and about relationship building. It's constant. So your answer to a question might be rooted in the present, or it might be something your character wants for the future, or it might be a detailed description of a childhood memory or something like that. So I think that variety really helps as well.
Yeah, and each new thing you establish has the power to potentially completely change the perspective of everything that you've thought of up to that point. You know, you learn everything about your character and then you find there's a foundational thing. The Queen killed your parents, or the Queen killed your best friend, like when you were a child, and suddenly everything you've established up to that point feels a little bit different.
Yeah, it gives a different explanation. Like, you know, Josh had set up that as soon as the Queen became Queen, she was very cold with him, but then later in the game, coming to the conclusion that she had killed their mother, you suddenly go, oh, and that connects to that behaviour and that's why that happened. So you get connecting points to the story that you didn't think were going to exist, which is really nice.
You start to create a character of the Queen that is multifaceted, and you also get to see how in the real world people view things and how that their viewpoint is completely valid, mm-hmm. but gives a completely different view of that individual, the queen in this instance.
Yeah.
That's what I really liked about it. I was like, because we're getting all the explanation from everyone, you mm-hmm. get to see the whole bigger picture and you go, ah, so she isn't all bad or all good or one thing or what. It's a really interesting way of unpacking somebody's character.
And having so many cards as well made you realise that, holy shit, people are complex, right?
Mm. Yeah.
It's possible to have conflicting emotions from a character you've only just built. Because if we'd only drawn three cards, mm-hmm. we might be a bit more 2D. Mm-hmm. We might be a bit more, I don't know, comical, or we might not have fleshed out enough. But you draw a card that you want to keep, and you think, oh my God, that directly contradicts something else that happened earlier on in my life. You know what? That's what people are like, right?
Mm. Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Mm. I feel like we're all quite open to each other, and we'll sort of... Somebody establishes something and we kind of shift the view we've got in our imagination to accommodate that new fact, because we're all kind of, you know, we do a lot of improv and we're all friends here. But did anybody have a moment at all in the game where somebody established something about the Queen that made you go, she would never?
Oh yeah, I had that all the time.
Yeah?
But I think...
The Queen I'm imagining that I know wouldn't do that.
Because I had to... Like, I think the pivotal point for my character was they're in love with the Queen.
Mm.
Right? So that means they're accepting all of these other parts of the character that are not palatable. That just in any context, if you're in love with a person and then they do something heinous, you're like, oh, what does this mean about me if I'm in love with this person, but they've done this terrible thing, or they've said this terrible thing, or treated that person badly? But to kind of make that sustainable, the in-loveness, I decided that my character would just come up with explanations in her head of why she had to do something, or that that was okay because this other good thing they did. So I think it kind of becomes a bit more black and white in a way if you have that intensity of feeling kind of baked in.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same with Josh being the sister of. It comes with a lot of like baked in non-negotiables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So you drew a card that declared that you were in love with the Queen.
Yeah.
Quite early, your first or second.
When did you know you were in love with the Queen?
Did you feel...
It was my first card.
Did that feel like it really restricted you? Did you feel like you then couldn't think outside the box? Or did it help you along a path?
I guess both. I think it is quite restrictive in that I felt like it's harder to go on a journey of them being in love with the Queen to then not loving them at all. Whereas if like you start the game being like, oh, we all love the Queen... I think less would have to happen to make you stop loving than stop being in love. I don't know, that's just the way my brain works. But it was also quite freeing in a way, because I was like, oh, okay, this is the route to go down. This is a role my character can have that's really clear and means that there's like kind of going to be most likely unwavering loyalty.
So it's almost a gag the game plays, that the only thing it establishes about any of your characters at the beginning is you love the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just card after card being like, the Queen betrayed you, the Queen criticised you, the Queen did something absolutely heinous and awful. There are other, you know, there's cards in here like what brings out her kindness and she did something gentle. But I do feel like actually it'd be interesting to sort of count them, like tot up the positive versus negative, because it certainly feels like they're weighted towards things that problematize your love for the Queen. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
We might have just been unlucky with the shuffle. There Maybe. Might be
That's
50
how
cards
the cards
in there.
Come out really shapes the story, because when certain questions pop up, has a completely different impact on the way things go. So I was reading some of the ones that are left over, and it would have been interesting, because if those had come up, I think some things would have might have been quite different.
I think we established characters pretty fast.
Yeah.
I think by the time we'd been around the table once, we all knew roughly like what role we fulfilled in the retinue at the very least.
My first card is, why are some others at the royal court jealous of your relationship to the Queen? Yeah. I was like, advisor, immediately, straight away. And that set the tone for my character, or certainly did for me, when negative things came up, including other people's negative things, I'd be like, I'd just explain it away and be like, she had her reasons.
Yeah.
She had her reasons.
That was
I know, she
to have you like as a character that had that insight. You know, if not all the time, a lot of the time, what the actual motivations and stuff are.
Yeah.
So I feel like that our first round, it'd be interesting to listen back. The first round established characters, and I think we got a couple of sort of setting, establishing, scene setting, world building questions in the second round.
Yeah.
The men we sort of, and we'd established the general setting backstage anyway when we made our queen and decided we were in this broken land.
I was constantly, I don't know why we picked the faceless queen to be right in front of me because I kept just going back to the picture. And a lot of my choice, I think the choices that I made were directly inspired by whatever this image is doing to my brain. Because, yeah, I don't know. I think my first question as well was like, what do you do for her that no one else can? Could have been anything.
That was her face, right?
And I was like, I put on her face. Do you know? Yeah. That's a thing.
I like the fact that we personally decided to build a mood board rather than just pick one card. We've gone for four to give us an overall picture, right?
Yeah. I found that very helpful. And also, I'm realising as we talked that that first card that I had, when did you know you were in love with the queen? I chose to interpret as unrequited love. Whereas I could have been a
consort
or whatever.
Yeah. Concubine.
Yeah. Mm. But I think it's more interesting to go with unrequited. But then again, like, I think there would have been different expectations set if it was, if I had chosen to go with me being in a relationship with the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're in a relationship with a person, you have expectations, quite rightly, of how they will treat you and behaviour and so on. Whereas unrequited love from a lower level individual, you can't have any realistic expectations.
It's interesting as well, because I don't know if you guys struggle with this, but sometimes you read these and you're like, oh, that's really interesting. And then you get a few ideas. And then it's like that balance between like, is this dramatically interesting? Does this help the story? Does this help with what we're building together? Is it dumb? Will someone else have a more interesting input on that? So, we will have a few moments where I was frozen, but it's just like, because there's all these computing things. And I think for, people who enjoy narratives and telling stories and anyone who's an actor, etc., who lives in this world, sometimes it's like, there are so many possibilities. How do I just pick one? I thought it fascinating that they've managed to build the game in a way that the questions about, we talked about this before.
Yeah.
The questions are vague, but also specific enough. And then, I guess, created in pairs of, like, opposing things.
Yes. So by the opposites, we mean we've got that, like, the deck has our what brings out the queen's kindness and our what brings out the queen's cruelty.
Yeah.
God, for example.
So that you can actually build different narratives that then coalesce into a character that everything centres around the queen, but they're not here. They don't have a voice. Yeah. They don't exist.
Mm.
Yeah.
And yet everything is about this queen person. Yeah, usually it would be maybe like the game, like the master, the dungeon master would play them. But in this instance,
I have to bring this up because we're theatrical people who play role-playing games. It's a technique I really like in stage drama as well.
Mm.
And it's used in the movies too, where, you know, maybe the first half of a show there's an offstage character that everybody is talking about, and you only learn about them through what everybody else is saying.
Mm.
And then the entrance of that character becomes this huge moment where you find out, you know, who was bullshitting and who had the, and usually it's some combination of all of them knowing something. But that power of that offstage character that is being built up in your head to something that maybe they can't live up to when they arrive.
Mm. But it was very much a negotiation around the table for us all, because we collectively had to create this character, right?
Mm.
And although we could pass on things, or we could, you know, tap the X card to get anything problematic that we weren't interested in out, it was still a sort of, like I say, a negotiation between us all to say, right, we think this about the queen. Then Ellie will go, oh, yes, and I think this. And then Alex will jump on it, and we're sort of building them up layer by layer, rather than having a card that says, this is the queen, she's this old, she does this, she loves this, she hates this.
Her stats are strength 12.
Right. Yeah, because I think we crafted a really, really complex character.
Mm.
And the way the story went, it started out quite brightly. Then we hit a bit of a real dark patch in the middle, looking at you, Marta, in the middle.
Well, I mean, she killed your parents. And, that's true. It's not just me.
We don't know why.
And he got his eye poked.
Yeah. She had her reason.
Yeah.
You would say that.
Look, it was an honour to get my eye stabbed, okay?
I did actually mentally, I was genuinely trying to balance things out. Because it was getting like she's just this blank, terrible human being. It's like, how can I make this so that she's less terrible? And then everything I said was even worse. I'm like, you're failing real bad at this. Yeah.
But that made it even tougher at the end than when we had to answer the ultimate question, which we all knew was coming. And yet I still couldn't get the proper
You cannot be prepared for the final question.
Yeah, I felt very unprepared. Absolutely. Very unprepared. I was like, oh no, not yet.
What were these ones that we passed? Most of us have got one that we left on the table.
Yeah, four passed questions.
So right. I had one which is which I think, Martha, you passed to me.
Yes.
Which was, there is a rumour about you and the Queen back at the Royal Court. How did it start? Is it true?
Oh.
Which just at that point in the game, I think we were sort of on the same page. Yeah. It was like, I'm not sure there's anything interesting to say about that at the moment, which is why I passed that.
I got mine about midway through. I couldn't think about if I wanted to pass this on to somebody or if it was relevant, but it reads, you sometimes think of one member of the retinue as the Queen's favourite. Who? What makes you think this?
So there's one in the deck that is, you sometimes think that you might be the Queen's favourite.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you think it's, oh my God, yeah.
So sorry, Josh, what was your thought process there?
So thought process, we were halfway through, we'd already worked out who was on the Queen's good side and the Queen's badish side. I didn't think it was very interesting for someone to say, oh, we think Marta's the favourite. Or we think Ellie's the favourite, or I don't think it would have added much to it.
Yeah.
And also, she seemed to sort of not like all of us in certain ways.
Yeah.
Equally disliked.
Yes.
Mine was, when was the last time the Queen gave you a compliment, and why have her words stayed with you? And I think I picked it up directly after having answered, when was the last time the Queen criticised you, and why have her words stayed with you? So obviously, they're just opposite cards, but I thought it doesn't give anything additional, and I didn't feel like anyone at the table would have a, like, it wouldn't be particularly dramatically interesting, because also by that point we'd established,
we covered that she loves the goulash.
That's all
you need to know.
Mine was, the Queen made you feel something you've never felt before. Do you want it to happen again?
Okay. Oh God! So,
it's for these giggles. Just to prove a point that I can actually be the voice of reason and sensibility in all of this. That I went, you know what? No.
Can you read it again, please?
Because I'll read it and this will happen. The Queen made you feel something you've never felt before. Do you want it to happen again?
Do you want to happen again?
She's going around tickling people's balls.
She's making the Duke stand to attention.
She punched you and you're like, I actually quite like that.
I will say, it's often the second part of the card that makes them the most. Like, that makes a simple question more complicated or more interesting to answer.
So yeah, that's why I didn't want to ask that question, because I thought, no, this is a silly question. silly folks.
So silly.
Yeah. We'll have
other people
none of
would make
here.
It something really deep and serious, and we're like, okay, there's enough toilet humour in one episode. We don't need.
Were there any left in the deck that would have been interesting or juicy or complicated things?
There was the whole, like, you suspect you're the favourite. This one's cool. The Queen once expressed a desire you knew you couldn't fulfil. What have you done about it?
We would have skipped that one as well, then.
Potentially. There's things about, like, she knows things about you that no one else does. The last time she hurt you, what brings down the cruelty, which is a pet of yours. There was one that was, if you left or were dismissed from the Queen's service, what life would you return to? Which, given how we built our characters...
Yeah, a lot of us built our characters as, like, we have no life.
We have no life. It's the only way to justify this situation. It's like, we have no option.
I would be wandering the rocky wilderness until I was something's lunch.
Monster food, yes.
And I think there's one in there that's, part of you wants the Alliance to fail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I think is quite juicy as well.
That's cool.
There's one, what do you do that disappoints the Queen on this journey? I think, Matt, we all know the answer to that one.
I had one job!
But I think, like, looking at these questions, it goes back to what we said earlier, is that there is such a wide variety of questions that allows for scrutiny to be put on individual players, the whole party, the Queen, in good ways and bad ways. Yeah, just... Yeah.
Very well done. It's part of you wants this proposed alliance to fail. Why?
Very simple.
Very interesting. I think we were saying this before as well, off mic, that how much you define stuff at the beginning, like how clear the purpose, the quest, or how vague it is, probably has a big impact on how the story evolves. Because we basically started from, oh, we're going to a kingdom.
Somewhere.
And there might be monsters in the way.
Yeah.
And that's about it. So it ended up being very much about the relationships and not very much about the journey. We didn't really talk about the adventure side of things, right? Right, right.
No.
Until the end, it was very much about interpersonal stuff. which I thought was quite interesting as well.
And a lot about, you know, the baggage we were bringing with us on the journey from our earlier lives and her earlier life back at the palace.
So many role-playing games are about the adventure bit, you know, the fighting bit. And this one lends itself really well to doing more like, character-led narrative.
It's all a big it's centered around a fight. Yeah. It always ends with a fight, even if it ends up being a metaphorical fight. You know, the queen is under attack. It could, depending on the queen you choose, it could be that she's getting slammed on social media, or it could be some other thing.
Mm.
But it's all building up to a conflict. But the whole game is this kind of in-breath before it, rather than the conflict itself.
Absolutely. Yeah, like it. Big fan. The questions are amazing. The production's beautiful. The artwork's great. Mm. Lovely little box. Yeah. Thoroughly recommended. 5-star review for Millie Roleplays. Yeah, thank really you for a great game, guys.
Thank you very much.
Enjoyed it.
GG.
Woo.
Woo.
For the Queen!
The Queen!
This has been Her Many Masks, a studio production from Merely Roleplayers, starring Alexander Pankhurst, Marta De Silva, Josh Yard, Ellie Pitkin, and me, Matt Boothman. I edited and produced this episode, and the theme music is by Alexander Pankhurst. We were playing For the Queen, the second edition, by Alex Roberts, published by Darrington Press at darringtonpress.com. Merely Roleplayers is a Foggy Outline production in association with Blackshaw Theatre Company. Until next time, if drama be the food of life, play on. Foggy Outline. Undivide your world.